Okay, tis the season, y'all. At the time of this recording, it is the day after Thanksgiving, and I know some of y'all are out here in the streets, so thank you for listening while you are doing your holiday shopping. So today's episode, we're going to talk about consistency. We're going to talk about how to build new habits with what you already have, otherwise known as using what you got to get what you want. And we're going to talk about getting lost. So let's go. Hey guys, my name is Kim Sanders, and welcome to You Are Worth the Work, a podcast that reminds busy moms that following your dreams ain't all rainbows and roses, but you are worth the work that it takes to thrive in this life. After you listen, please rate and review the episode. Also, if you want to connect with me, I will have that info for you in the show notes. Let's get started. So this is the time of the year where people start thinking about new habits. They start to reflect. They start to think about all the things that they didn't get done this past year while neglecting the things that they actually did get done. So first off, I want you to congratulate yourself for the victories. And I know you may call them small victories, but I don't care. A win is a win. So take a couple minutes and just congratulate yourself on the things that you have done in the things that you have done that have gotten you closer to your goals. I want you to thank yourself. I want you to pat yourself on the back. I want you to clap it up because those are some of the things that other people may not see and they may not even know because you didn't share that with them, but they are incredibly important. So first of all, clap it up for yourself on that. Second of all, we're going to talk a little bit about consistency as we go into the new year and how I want you guys not to wait until January 1, right? That seems to be the day that, you know, everybody wants to turn the page and do the things. And I've talked about this before. It's a magical date. It's not set in stone. You do not have to wait. And so consistency is going to be the key. The thing is, I'm going to have a lot of driving metaphors today, so just stay with me. And if you're driving, just stick with it. The way you get on an on-ramp is you don't go 0 to 60, right? You are gradual, but you stick with it. You don't punch it, and then when you don't get to 60, you pull over and you go back home. That's not how that works. So consistency is going to be the key to your success, but also you are going to have to forge new trails. You are going to have to keep doing what you're doing if it's working, right? And sometimes you got to know, you have to understand that slow progress is still progress. So with that, I want to share with you, and this is, I'm going to be very honest with you, this might be a quick episode, just because what I'm going to show you, I want you to put into action right away. So we're going to talk consistency, but I want to share this habit with you, or how to build on your habits. And then we'll talk about how to continually get there and give yourself some grace. So here is the analogy that I'm going to use. Do you know how when you first go somewhere, you have to put it in your GPS? Or if you're 40 plus like me, you used to learn how to read a map or MapQuest, right? Young people, ask your aunties and ask your mom about that. So you either have to put in your GPS or you got to look at a map, you know, somehow you got to get the directions, right? And so the first few times you do it, you're very cautious, you're very wary, but it's a place that you are going to start going often. So if it's a new job, you got to figure out how to get there and be on time. So you're tweaking the time you leave the house. You're figuring out the best route to take. You are figuring out if you can stop at Starbucks on the way. But that takes time, right? And so over time, and by consistently taking that route that works for you, you get better at it. You get better getting to work. You are on time or even early. You've got your Starbucks order mobile ordered and at the counter when you pull up and go. You are You've planned it in such a way that you can get the things done. You can get your workout in. You can kiss the kids goodbye. You can, again, you can get your Starbucks order. You can get to work on time. Like, but that took consistency. Now think about if you quit, if you stopped going to work because you couldn't get there because you got lost, right? That's why consistency is so important to your success, because as you continually get lost, fall down, make mistakes, fail forward, screw things up, you adjust. Maybe you don't turn down Main Street because it's too much traffic. You make a right and go around because it saves you 5 minutes. You wouldn't have known that unless you kept going. So that's going to be my little bit on consistency, because that's the key to your success. And I'm going to tell you a little story, kind of a little story based in my 9-to-5. So here's the story. I have been working this particular job that I'm on for a couple years. I got hired during the pandemic. So this was September of 2020, and the pandemic is still going, but you understand what I'm saying. And it has been kind of max telework this whole time, which means that they didn't want to see anybody in the office, period. So between September of 2020 and probably about 2 months ago, I could count on one hand the number of times that I have been in the office. And so just like what I said earlier, when it came time for me to actually go in, I put in my GPS, not just for the traffic, but because I was not quite sure how to get to the building. So I knew what building it was, but I just didn't know how to get there. But as time went on, I got more and more comfortable with it, so that at this point, I only use it for traffic. So just in case there's an accident on the bridge, I need to know that ahead of time so I can know to go around. I need to know how to pivot. Here's another example. When you start a new job, right? We don't quit just because we make one mistake. We keep going. We mess stuff up. We ask a lot of questions. So let your journey, whether it is your fitness journey, whether it is your entrepreneurial journey, whether it is just your journey to be your best self, your own personal development journey, do not quit on that just because you're stumbling a little bit, okay? If you're at your job, and some of y'all have 9-to-5s, when you're new and you're trying to get your routine down, you ask the questions. You ask people around you. You have a coach. You have an on-the-job instructor, an on-the-job trainer, whose sole job is to get you from point A to point B and help you establish a way of doing things so that you can be fully successful. I want you to understand that you have to be that and do that in your real life, okay? You have to continue to be consistent. And that does not mean that you start out the gate doing expert level work. Every expert starts as a beginner. And so that's what I'm saying earlier, how when you get on the freeway, you have to go slow and you'll eventually build up to there, right? So don't be afraid and don't feel bad about showing yourself a little grace and continuing to make mistakes as long as you learn from them. And that's also where consistency comes in, because if you are working a job and you do this one task over and over and over and over again, and you learn to do it correctly, once you do it correctly, then you can work on your speed, right? As you continue to do things right, even as you continue to do that job or do that task, you'll get better, you'll get faster, and then you'll be able to help somebody else. The same is true with your journey. And so when I come back, I will show you how to build a new habit, a better habit, and attach it or anchor it to the routine and the things that you're already doing. Be right back. So you know we're about that action. So this is going to be an exercise where I'm going to need you to write something down. So if you are driving, if you are doing something else, then go ahead and listen, but then when you are able to sit down, when you have 5 minutes or so, I want you to have a seat. I want you to grab a piece of paper. And I just want you to write on one side of your paper your routine. Just pick a day. Pick a weekday. And I want to know the mundane tasks, right? You wake up, you brush your teeth, you brush your hair, you take a shower, you work out, you make your coffee, you make your breakfast, et cetera, et cetera. So don't leave out those things because they're actually going to be more important than you think as we do this. So go ahead and do that. And obviously you can pause me because I'm going to move on to the next step. So while you're writing it down, just hit pause and come right back. Okay, so the next thing you're going to do on the other side of your paper, I want you to write down the things, the habits that you would like to see in your life, the habits you would like to become more consistent with in your life. And that could be anything from working out more often, drinking more water, eating more vegetables, reading personal development, reading your Bible, taking a walk around the block, any of those things that you are wanting to do. If you have a larger goal, like to start a business, maybe you would want to put one of those tasks that you need to do, you know, do research, do your back office work, things like that. And here's why. And again, if you want to go ahead and write this down, go ahead and pause me and I'm going to move on to the next step, but hit pause, go ahead and do the work and come right back. And this is why I asked you to do this. We are going to use a strategy that I got from Tiny Habits, a book called Tiny Habits with Dr. BJ Fogg. And we are going to try to match up or anchor our new habit that we want to establish to something that we already do. And one of the examples in the book is a gentleman wanted to floss his teeth more. And so his habit that he did all the time is obviously he brushed his teeth. And so he said, after I brush my teeth, I'm going to floss one tooth, right? That was his thing. And one, it made it easier because it was only one tooth. So with this, I want you to break it down into something that is fairly quick and something that you are going to be able to do. I don't want to see your big, hairy, audacious goal. I want to see the minute thing. And that's why I wanted you to write down the routine things that you do, because I want it to be so able to be easily ingrained in you that you attach it to something you're already doing. So flossing your teeth more, that was pretty easy because if you floss the one tooth, you did what you wanted to do. And I believe he smiled at himself, and you can give yourself a high five. You can do a little dance, whatever is going to, you know, kind of make you happy and get that the happy juices flowing, then do that. Another example would be if you wanted to drink more water. Every time I walk into the kitchen, I drink 8 ounces of water, period. And that would be a good way to, especially if you work from home and you're like a snacker. So every time you walk in here looking for a snack, just know that you're going to be drinking 8 ounces of water, right? And so by doing that, you attach this new habit to something you're already doing. It's not like you have to dream up a whole new plan for it. You're already doing it. It's probably fairly related. And this will help you build the consistency that you need to get better, and you will continue to build on it, right? So the guy that wanted to floss a tooth, if he flosses two teeth, that's a bonus, but he will eventually work his way up to flossing all his teeth. So I want you to go ahead and do that exercise. Hit me up on social or shoot me an email. I have all that in the show notes, and let me know how that exercise went for you. Okay. I will talk to you soon. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to You Are Worth the Work. If you enjoy this podcast, I'd love for you to subscribe, rate, review, share, tell your friends, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye.